morning, everybody around the world.
It's another great Monday.
Why isn't the weekend three bloody days? 2 days isn't enough. And don't start texting in, phoning and go, well, I only get one day off a week. Get a better job. 2 days is not enough. I swear it's law in this country that the weekend is only 2 days because they think 3 days of Chappers and Dave would be too much. In fact. Were you on the whole weekend or just Sunday?
Saturday, Sunday.
Were you on Saturday and Sunday as well? I know you were on Sunday because I logged on to the website and saw you sit in the studio.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You bored?
No, it's the home page when I log on.
Oh, I see.
Anyway, there you go. Thanks once again to our very own DJs, JK and Joel.
I don't know where it's going.
Seems sprightly today, and by the way, I'm normally they're quite honest on the air, those two, but I think there was a lie going on today because JK would probably do fifth gear if the money was right. He's doing early, isn't he?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Him and Vicky Butler Henderson.
I'm sorry, yeah, he's very picky about what television he does, which I'm sure might be a rule he changes next year. Whatever that means, of course. It's the best-kept secret in television. Shh. We mentioned it yet? You still haven't mentioned it? No. It's been in the papers and all that. Yeah. No, shh, don't mention it. They're doing some kind of porno panto on Bravo.
Are they?
Yeah. Anyway, good morning, everybody.
Oh, by the way, you know that fella that shortchanged in the shop the other day?
Yes.
He made up for it today by letting me off 4p.
You went after my rant on Friday.
Yeah.
You went into the same shop.
Yeah, I was going there, get me bananas and water. Let me off for £2.54, £2.50, he goes, it's fine.
Bananas and water, that's the strangest magazine you read. The Chris Moyle Show. Anyway, good morning. National Radio 6:57. Dominic's not here today because he's ill, apparently. Dominic's not here today, he's sick.
How sick is he?
He's in bed with his... I don't know. So, George is reading the news instead today. Carrie's here, Rachel's here, everybody else is here. And so are the freeloaders. Where were that, Joel? I've got so much love to give. Who wants my love? Look at me like that, Carrie. There's nothing rude in that at all. You just gave me... You're getting ruder.
Filth.
Hi, Motti.
He does in that coat, doesn't he?
See, Joel's got a new Christmas coat on, which was probably somebody's Christmas present 30 years ago. Let's tell you that. It's like John Motson, but without the style.
He had a Val Dunic and Cardi on yesterday.
God, seriously. Just admit it, you're so gay! He's the campest straight man I have ever met in my entire life! Yeah. Oh, anyway. Good morning, everyone. Last night, I went to the pub yesterday to watch football, very disappointing. I wanted Arsenal to beat Chelsea, but sadly. Went home, had a Chinese, and can't remember his name. Hey! And I watched the Blues Brothers because it was on television. And then an audience with Freddie Starr.
Oh, that's brilliant.
From
that one.
Years ago.
I love that one. That's the one when he's throwing the knives, isn't it?
I taped it. I only watched it. I had to go to bed. I taped it for you. I'll burn it onto DVD
I've
for you.
I've seen it.
Your Christmas present.
I've got it on video. I think I've got it on Betamax.
Anyway. Busy show again today. Tell you what's coming up in just a second after we get some news from a lovely George filling in for Dominic and Carrie with the sport at 7 o'clock.
It's now 7:05. The Chris Moyle Show.
National Radio 1. Thank you, George.
Pleasure.
Nice to see you.
It's very nice to see you.
So what's wrong with Dominic? Do we know? He's just vomiting.
Oh, it doesn't sound very nice.
Christmas
I spoke
shopping.
To him yesterday and he does actually sound rubbish.
So do you. Were you even talking to that microphone?
I don't know.
Hang on.
Hang
on, it's all right. It's all right when I speak him.
There we go.
It's a horrible voice.
You switched it on.
So, as I was saying, he does sound rubbish.
Right.
can, yeah. Not very well.
I could do with sounding rubbish one day this week because I need to do some Christmas shopping.
I was going
to
do it
can
on
I
Wednesday?
Be ill Wednesday?
No, I'm going to do Wednesday.
Well, why don't we go out for dinner Tuesday, get food poisoning? That's why you and I are both off Wednesday.
No, better to do Thursday and Friday.
Well, we'd let
start
down
the Christmas holidays
we'd let down the nation if we don't do the show every day.
Mm.
That's what it is. Mind you, bolster that. I need to do my shopping. So thank you for covering, George.
That's okay, any time.
Do you have to double up then? Do you still have to do this afternoon?
Yeah, and tonight as well on reception, because she's off ill too.
Who, Claire?
She? Do you mean the godmother of Radio 1? I call her she.
Is Claire Darling off?
No, she's not. Oh. She's never off.
She was off last week, actually.
Friday.
She had a darts tournament.
Anyway. Hello? It's like some kind of coffee break upstairs. Oh, is she off, is she? She was off, isn't she? So, thank you, George.
Pleasure.
Well done, for Carrie, for the football yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Not shaking his hand, though. Bad sportsmanship.
I knew you'd say something about it.
Do you know what I mean? I don't understand that. I'd have given him a big bear hug. When you want to shake his hand, but like this, come on, give me a hug, come on. That's what I'd be doing.
It would have been quite funny if you'd done that.
Just give me a bloody hug and a Christmas kiss. I'll give you two kisses. One for every goal. I watched Space Cadets on Friday night, which I just want to say, normally, a big fan of that kind of idea and the Endemol thing and everything. Flogged my guts off on the radio, telling everybody to watch it. Watch it Friday night. What a massive waste of time. What a huge disappointment. What absolutely pathetic. They bottled out the whole thing. I knew that I should have known this was happening when, kind of, you know, from day one, they started excusing themselves and why they were doing it. Oh, yeah, and it'll, you know, and you know, they love practical jokes and they're desperate to cover their ass in case they threw a wobbler when they revealed they weren't in space. And the way they did it was so weak. They even, the money shot of them, you know, the doors opening them, seeing the, you know, the friends and family and studio audience, you didn't even see it.
Was anybody watching it? Because I've not heard anybody talk about it, bar you.
Did you see it?
I saw the first one and the last one.
What do you think?
Terrible. Really disappointed as well.
Massively disappointed.
You wanted to see their faces, didn't they, when they walked out?
And it was just so weakly done, because what they did was they put them in some kind of pod, right?
Yeah.
And they were going to go out to the moon or something. I don't know what they were going to do. And what they did was, to kind of lessen the blow, they have a little monitor in this, you know, pod thing. Mm. And Johnny comes on and goes, well done, congratulations. Even though I'm rubbish on the radio and sound like David Bellamy in this particular impression, you've been the first people to ever go up to space. Or have you? Ooh. And then they had a montage of all the clips with them going, hey, I hope this isn't, you know, fake. And they showed all that. Well, what's the point of that?
So before they came out?
Yeah. They kind of pretty much told him it was all rubbish.
So is that, do you think that's because of all those people who said, oh, it's cruel and you can't do it?
Absolutely.
They were a waste of time. I mean, what a group of annoying people, do you know what I mean?
So by the time they came out, they already knew what was going on, so they weren't even that shocked.
I was really let down. You know, they agreed to go up there. Look, if they're that stupid, then laugh, point and laugh at them. Yeah. Why is everybody trying to pretend that wasn't... Yeah, because we don't want to make fun of them. We're not laughing at them. We're laughing with them. No, we're not. We're laughing at them. That's the point. Put your hand up and admit it. Who can complain about it? You're pretending they're in space when they're not in space. Let's laugh at the stupid Bristol man. That's what it was. That's what the show was. I'm in space, right? I don't press any buttons or anything. Let's laugh at him. They gave them £25,000 each. Give me 25 grand and laugh at me for an hour. I'll take it. Rachel, we're going to laugh at you for an hour. You are not. Here's £25,000. What do you want to say? Throw it at me. And then X Factor on Saturday. It was a fix. Absolute fix. How Journey South didn't win. They were brilliant.
Are you serious?
No. I don't mind Journey South, but... Was there anybody who genuinely believed that they had a chance on Saturday
Simon
night?
Cowell.
Do you know what? I don't believe him.
Well, I tell you what, he's a good actor if he didn't believe it, because I thought he was quite convincing.
They didn't have a cat in hell's chance.
Here's my other theory. I think the fella who did Simon Cowell's teeth did the teeth of the one on the right of Journey South, the one with the guitar. Because definitely, if you look at the early stages, you know, let's have a look at your Journey, his teeth aren't the same.
You could be right. Anyway, 8199, what do you think? And Shane has won X Factor. I would have liked Andy to win.
Yeah, but I think Shane was about the right call.
Yeah. And, now, is he going to be on the show tomorrow?
Is he?
We reckon, yeah. We think, probably. So we'll probably meet him tomorrow.
Seems like a nice enough lad, doesn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, I think we've got the record, haven't we? Have you heard it?
Yeah. Well, heard it.
It's basically Evergreen, but with different words.
Yeah.
It's basically Michelle McManus's song, but with slightly different words.
And a huge unnecessary key change. Which is brilliant.
Always necessary.
Ah, but it's special, this one.
It's verse, chorus, middle eight, chorus, key change, chorus, end. Mm. That's what it is. It's the same song every year. Different words. Anyway, we'll play it later. Okay, move on with it, shall we? 8 days to Christmas. No, 6 days to Christmas. So in our 12 days to Christmas...
Sorry.
Campaign still says 12 days of Christmas.
We're halfway through then, aren't we?
Yeah, we have another prize. Find out after 8 o'clock what it is and how you can win it later this morning. The Chris Moyle Show. Yeah, pretend you've been in space. National Radio 1. Pussycat Dolls.
Hello there.
And Stick With You on Radio 1. Somebody's already texting. Several people saying, please play Shane's new single. I love that. His new single. He's single.
His only single.
Hey, I tell you, as how pleased was I that I didn't take that gig to go to Blackburn or Warrington, wherever it is, to press the button on the CD.
Was that what you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Blackburn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Andy Peters got it.
I know. Nice suit, though.
Mm. And trainers.
But well, what was that all about? Now I'm quite surprised at Andy. I would have thought, he obviously thought it was from the ankles up, that shot. Mm. make it that way you will.
Yeah, so to speak.
Nice suit. Gleaming white trainers. Yes, it's so exciting. Press the button. Woo! Here it goes. And look, it's printing it now. That machine was working before you pressed that button. Do you notice as well? Whirring around in the background. Let's press the button. Nothing changed.
And all the CD workers all stood there in a line looking uncomfortable at the end. Waving.
And this is it. This is the first one. Wow, congratulations. Wouldn't that be a bit hot? I mean, I don't know how these things work. Are you taking something hot off the press? Hence the phrase.
Hmm.
But burn your finger. Race, you just watch yourself in the eye with your headphones. Silly cow.
Oh, that hurt.
You wait till you hear Rachel's fine acting later on this morning. Award-winning. I've never heard acting so bad since I was at school. Mm. How she makes... You know, some actors make the words leap off the page and into life. She concretes the words onto the script.
I think that adds something to it.
Yeah.
Not a lot.
You added to the point that we should have got someone else to do your part. Alan's acting is brilliant. He just whimpers and moans. So that role's perfect for him. I'm a bully. Fine. Yours is...
I'm just a bit like me, but more pathetic, aren't I?
No, credit where credit's due. I think you're as pathetic as you are. Carrie is quite sexy.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Dom's good in it.
This is our... we're not calling it a panto, are we? What are we calling it?
Play.
Why is it not a panto?
Because it might get confused with panto bingo.
It's a Christmas play, then.
The Christmas play, that's it.
Christmas play.
And after 9 o'clock, we're going to have part one of our Christmas play. There's no celebrities in it this year. Last year, Elton John and Gwen Stefani and all that, and Destiny's Child, unless we can be asked. So it features us. And Hoop Dog is in it. Kind of.
And executive producer Reese.
Yes,
he's now gone on holiday for an early Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. How unfair is that?
We were all. I think a few of us on the show were a little bit miffed that Rachel took Friday off the other week. Reese has taken a week off. A week. Yeah, I need to take it off. Yeah, you don't need to. You could work if you want to. Yeah, but I'm not going to. But he did send me a nice text saying, "If you need anything, call me." We should ring him now. Let's ring him now.
His phone will be off.
There's a problem with the studio. Anyway, so. Yeah, 12 days to Christmas coming up at 8 o'clock, and then our Christmas play at 9 o'clock this morning. Miss it, miss out. Ivan Kicking, wasn't it, somewhere?
Yep.
Used to do
Mimo.
Come back, Shane! Have you heard the song yet?
Yeah, I heard it. What, the Shane single? Yeah. I told you, I heard it twice on Saturday night.
Right.
I heard it this morning on JK and Jewel.
Okay, all right then. You know the words yet? It's Kissing a Fool by George Michael, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah. Don't start doing this now. Do it later. You'll...
It's difficult with this in my ears, yeah, isn't it?
Right, Kissing the Fool. Do you remember how that goes?
Kissing the fool.
Right, Bing Ring then. Last week of Bing Ring, ringing people up, playing Bing Crosby down the phone. Let's go. 7:23, by the way.
Ooh, hey, here come the drums.
Why is that playing? Shh, shh. Equipment's going mad. Shush, 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 shush.
Hello?
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day.
Beautiful, thank you. I love Christmas. Who else Christmas? I love Frosty and I love Bing. Please play another one.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I've been wrong. Have a happy, happy Christmas. Bye.
Blimey.
She sounded nice, didn't she?
Sounded like she'd been sucking on helium since she woke up this morning.
It's been Bing Rum. She's been late and buzzard.
Yes, people never said I've been sting wrong or stung wrong, but they all say it about Bing
Rum. Bing Rum. Was it Bing Ringed?
Bung Rum.
Bung Ringed?
That sounds wrong, doesn't it?
I've been bung ringed.
Someone talking about me.
It's not here today, is he?
Alan, is he not?
Day off, man.
He's got a bloody day off.
He hasn't got the day off.
Is he not?
No.
Hey, he might have. At this rate, he might have. Right, so, four more days of Bing Ring and then it's done for Christmas. Or maybe we'll do one Christmas Day morning on our pre-recorded show.
That'll be enough, though, then, won't it?
Yeah. That's when we give Reese a ring. I love that. Let's see what we should play, because obviously all the Christmas songs are on the playlist now, or the sleigh list.
Sleigh list.
As it's called.
Every year.
Sleigh list. All your favourite songs. When do you want to play Shane Ward's record? Do you remember that one? That was Christmas, wasn't it? Kissing the Fool, George Michael.
I don't know.
Richard Murdoch will have the best, ladies and gentlemen, the best of George Michael upstairs, only on his desk. He'll have that.
Never a big fan, to be honest.
I thought Andy's version of the record was better than Shane's version. I thought Andy made it sound like a decent record, and I'm not taking anything away from Shane, so I do think he's got a great voice. Come back, Shane! But I think Andy made it sound like a big song, and Shane sings it very, makes it more like a pop song.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
They had their own unique style.
Yes, they did. Do you want another Christmas song?
Yes, please.
All right.
Who's this?
I'm not telling you.
Is this on the sleigh list?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Enjoy. Yeah. Kylie and Santa Baby. It's Dan Madonna, is it?
I didn't like the Madonna one, though.
It's a bit of a kind of irritating, girly-girly song, isn't it?
Yeah. Is that new?
Huh?
Is that new?
No. Mm. She's not recording much new stuff at the moment, Dave.
No, I didn't know. Anyway.
Kylie Santa Baby on Radio 1. Right, half an hour's time we will do today's Panto Bingo lines and reveal what the prize is. I can tell you that it's something to do with Coldplay. By the way, that's not a tease. That's what the prize is. We don't know. Something to do with Coldplay. Might be a record or something. The new single on cassette.
Be good, though, if you're a Coldplay fan.
Well, yeah. I find out what it is at 8 o'clock this morning. Well, the Braun Reynolds track, Rocket, a Natural Gambler, in a second, which I love. And let's get the news from George at 7:30.
Baby, one more trouble.
It's
Monday. It's an abnormal load causing delays on the M1 in Derbyshire. More specifically,
Lisa Riley.
We don't know what it is. That's the joke at the end of the one road travel.
Oh, sorry.
More specifically, northbound between junctions 25 and 26. We don't know what's so abnormal about the abnormal load. Hopefully, it's just a lorry.
No, say what you've written.
No, I'm embarrassed.
Say what you've written.
No, I'm embarrassed now.
Think King Kong or maybe Riley. Just a lorry.
Oh, doesn't matter. Lovely. Ruined. Beep, beep.
One road travel with Georgina Boomer.
It's 7:35.
Yes.
I hope it's a lorry.
I do too.
I hope it's King Kong.
Do you?
Yeah. How cool would that be?
On a flat back truck.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigar.
Hmm.
See my movie.
With police outriders.
Mm. That would be quite cool.
That's the sound effect of someone smoking a cigar. I got this text from Andy Peters, by the way, excusing his fashion faux pas on Saturday night.
Saying what?
And he says, glad that we like the suit, and then says that. Does that mean anything to you before I read it out in the air?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay.
You read it out, it's fine.
Tell Dave it's from Sam's Tailor in Hong Kong. Handmade. Who's Sam?
He's a very famous tailor in Hong Kong.
Oh, right.
Who kits out the rich and famous when they come to town.
Oh.
And he does made-to-measure suits for a very reasonable price.
I'm sure Sam would have been devastated to see Andy Peters wear it on television with white trainers.
When you go into Sam's Tailor, he has pictures on all his wall of all the famous people who've been in there.
Such as?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Andy Peters.
Yeah. Meryl Streep.
Andy Crane.
Making it up.
Simon Parkin.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Sharp.
Yeah, Patty Banton.
And the two girls allegedly off the Funhouse.
Who were they?
The Funhouse twins.
Blonde ones.
Don't remember them.
The girls on Funhouse. You know Pat Sharp presented it with two other blokes? They were girls.
Oh, right. I think I do know who you mean now.
Okay. What else was I going to do? Oh, did you see the X Factor Reject singing My Way on Saturday?
Yeah.
Very, very funny. We have it to play. Because I thought it was great. If you didn't see it on Saturday night, you must have done, unless you were out. I can't believe you'd be watching Strictly Come Snoring. What?
I saw both.
Because you're a girl, Rach. I keep saying it. Strictly Come Dancing was for women and old people. And Dave obviously watched the results for research purposes.
Absolutely. I like to be across popular culture.
They got all the X Factor rejects on, all the weirdos, to do a line each in My Way, Frank Sinatra's My Way, which started off with, sing him a song, Della. That weird couple. Sing him a song, Bella. And had them all anyway. This is what it sounded like. Still better than John Coleshaw.
I'll state my case, of which I'm certain.
I believe I'm the fool. I'll travel me. And every highway.
My favourite bit coming up. A man who dresses a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Should be locked up.
I did what I had to do.
Funny looking woman.
And saw it through.
Other funny looking woman.
Did they have the one without the teeth?
I blind.
No. Spanish one. Scary one. Old dithery woman who didn't know she was on. So that was that. Do you know what? Actually, Jeremy Carter is funny. The beginning bit is lovely. I can't actually hear them finish the song. Right, 7:39 at Radio 1. Monday morning, cold outside. But only a few days to Christmas and no more work. Why are you not mentioning the football, Dave? Ha 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 ha, says Jimmy from Bolton. We've also not mentioned the football today, for any Wolves fans who are listening.
Hmm. Let's move on.
Did Kidderminster win at the weekend?
Yes.
I thought so.
Oh, here she comes.
4-0.
Who are you playing?
I can't remember, I forgot.
Stevie Wonder 11.
Yeah.
4-0. I'm still about 16th in the table, though, in the conference.
Hey, well, hey, 3 points.
Four goals.
Well done, congratulations.
I was so happy.
We share your joy.
We had one of them. We lost 1-0. Apparently, we're rubbish at Wolves. And but luckily, we needed all the other teams to lose. They all lost as well, pretty much. So that's all right. Still fourth, which doesn't actually mean anything. Here's a football stat, which some football nerds will be able to tell me. When was the last time a team finished third in the championship and then went up? Because, you know...
I know what he's saying, yeah, because lower-placed teams come up through the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and is there a stat? Is there one position that works more than others?
Don't know. What, like a lucky position?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Because that's the thing, you go, well, because people say, oh, the playoffs, so, and you go, but yeah, but do you know what? We'll lose.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's a very defeatist attitude, but, you know, no. Second, I'd be happy with second.
You've done all right this season.
We've done all right, but it's not good enough. God damn it. It's not good enough.
It was Scarborough, by the way.
Was it? Oh.
It was, but I just wanted to double check.
Poor Scarborough. Getting beaten by Kidderminster. I'm telling you, you should go and be manager there. You should.
Isn't there a vacancy?
Mm.
There you go. Perfect. Hey. Right, come on, boys.
You could have Joss as your number two.
That's right, boss. Thanks, Gaffer.
Either that or Allard.
No,
I'd have Joss, you know.
Allard be doing the oranges at half time. Whatever that means. I don't know. Number one single this week is the Niz Loppy JCB song.
Good record.
Which I was thinking about doing a parody of, and apparently Will Kinder Greyhead has already written one. I don't know what the hell he's doing
with him at the moment.
He's got loads of spare time.
He's written our Christmas play. He's written a parody of the JCB song, although I've had a thought about the JCB song as well. Because BBC will fit perfectly in there. JCB also rhymes with license fee. So, you know, it's all there on a plate.
That's a topical gag.
Well, it's quite apt.
Mm.
And I know a lot of people out there, it's really divided. Well, the first time we started playing it, everyone's going, oh, I love this, I love this, I love this. Last time we played it, got a load of text messages going, oh, this is rubbish. And it really divides the audience. But I like it now. It's grown on me now.
You always say that, though, about records. You say it's rubbish at first.
If I really don't like something often, then I learn to love it. It really grows on me. So let's play it now. It's just a moment for you to relax and remember the days when you used to drive around on a JCB. I mean, if you didn't, just pretend, you know.
I never have done.
Oh, no, we'll just pretend anyway. Well, favourite text so far, I used to go around in my dad's JCB, but I thought he was Popeye as opposed to Bruce Lee. And also, he says, I'm just being told you, Dave, I know it's just a song, but he says his dad is like B.A. Baracus, and then he says his dad is like Bruce Lee, but make your mind up.
Could he not be both?
No, because you couldn't mistake Bruce Lee for Mr. T.
Because one's Chinese and one's black.
Yeah. One's a little dude, one's a big dude.
Mm.
You know, make your mind up.
I know what you're saying.
Mr. Niz or Mr. Loppy, whatever his name
is. Good record. Still, though, sounds like Tracy Chapman.
Well, you say that all the time. Somebody emailed in saying they thought the whole thing was a scam by us. They thought it was Dominic singing it.
It's been likened to Folkface.
Maybe Folkface is...
It's a cover.
Well, no, maybe they're the inspiration for Niz Loppy.
Could well be, because there's not many other sort of folky-based combos around.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's find out. Bring them up. Hello, Niz Loppy speaking.
What does that mean anyway? It's an odd word, isn't it?
Isn't it something to do with the surnames or something?
I think it was the surname of an ex-girlfriend, or no, or somebody that he used to fancy.
What, Niz Loppy? Is he not Jim Niz, sure, and his mate is Paul Loppy? Together they are Niz Loppy.
So what, he went out with, like, Tracy in his loppy or something?
I don't know, I'm sure, I might be totally making that up, I need to check.
You wouldn't go out with anybody calling his loppy,
sure,
would
that
you?
Was a, that's what I heard.
Hey, ring Cookie, you'll know.
Who?
Cookie.
What, Tony?
Mm.
Is it his?
Mm.
Oh, no wonder he's walking around looking happy at the moment, isn't
he? He's got a big smile on his face.
Right, it's 7:56. Today's 12 Days to Christmas and Panto Bingo is to do with Coldplay. Two more Panto legends will be on to give you the lines from their Panto that you've got to listen out for. And the prize is to do with Coldplay. And as I speak, I don't know what it is. Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Very good?
Yes.
Are you keeping it a secret from us on purpose?
No.
No, it's because she's hungover and she just hasn't told us, because we don't really need to know till late anyway.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm just keeping up the suspense.
You can tell Rachel's really tired this morning because she keeps sitting down.
I've been enjoying the Christmas parties a bit too much, I think.
I've been enjoying the festive spirits. That's what it is. Mm. I've got to admit, am I the only one, please, 8-1-9, am I the only one? I'm getting a bit sick of drinking.
Is I'm it just, time for the detox again in January?
I've got to be honest, as I stand here now, yeah, but I'm just getting so tired of drinking. Now, and don't get me wrong, it's like my favourite thing in the world.
Do you know, I was at the end of last week, but I didn't last night, and I didn't the night before, and actually I feel quite clean now.
Do you know what it is? It's not really the drinking, it's the smoking. I might stop smoking.
Well, that'd be a good thing.
You should do, yeah.
I know I should, but it's just, I'm just waking up every morning feeling like the bottom of some ashtray.
Also, when you stop smoking, your hangovers aren't as bad.
I just, see, it's not like a hangover, I don't have a pounding head, I just feel, ugh. It's the only way I can describe it, just feel a bit, ugh. That said, though, by the time I've had some breakfast, I'll be ready for another few pints. Well, you know, not till after 9. I don't have a problem. You know what I mean? Easy.
24-hour drinking.
Exactly. Right, we're going to play the Shane Ward record just after the news at 8 o'clock as well. In the meantime, though...
What a record.
To get everybody out of bed before 8 o'clock. 7:58. Nice and loud wherever you are. Foo Fighters are on Radio 1. Absolute class song. Brilliant. Foo Fighters and times like these at Radio 1. So, right, still to come. Going to play the Shane Ward X Factor song again. Kissing a Fool by George Michael. After 8 o'clock. Our Christmas play, part one, you can hear at 9 o'clock after Tedious Link. And coming up next is the prize and the reveal for today's 12 Days to Christmas. It's a great prize if you love Coldplay. Two more Panto legends will tell you what the Panto lines are, and so stand by for that. Get ready to text, get ready to call when you hear the three Panto lines. Not obviously in the example. Don't start doing all
it's
that.
For later.
Right, good, lovely. Let's get some news and sport with George and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past eight.
Chinese teenager Ding Junhui confirmed his status as a snooker superstar in the making.
Oui.
He beat six times world champion Steve Davis 10-6 oui. To win, thank you. To
oui.
Win the UK. Yes, he is called Wee. Very funny. The UK Championship in York. And Welsh Rugby Union star Gavin Henson could be in trouble for apparently elbowing Leicester's Alex Mourinho.
Oh, sorry. Whoosh, yesterday's
weather. Point just guessing what today's weather's going to be like, is there? You're not a weatherman, you'd only get it wrong. So much better to know all the facts about yesterday's weather. The Isles of Scilly had the best of it with 11 degrees, but just the 1 degree for Lowestoft. Find out tomorrow what it was like today on the world's most accurate weather report, yesterday's weather. Whoosh, whoosh, yesterday's weather. It's 8:06.
Thank you.
Hiya, Christmas kids. It's the 12 Days to Christmas on Radio 1.
Yippee! All right, and so 12 Days to Christmas is the competition. There are 6 days to Christmas, though. And 99.9% of the people listening to my voice now are in the same boat as I am. You still haven't done all your shopping yet. In fact, you haven't really done any shopping, have you? I don't know when we're going to get a chance to go.
I started yesterday.
And?
I went into town at 10:30. The shops don't open till 12. Walking around in the cold like an idiot.
I'm done.
Although...
Wrapped and everything.
They do this weird thing where they let you in the shops at 11:30. You're not allowed to buy anything until 12.
Yeah.
What's the point of that? Especially when you only need vouchers. You stood there for 30 minutes by the till.
Yeah, but if you're a normal person who actually tries to put some effort into buying presents, you can walk around, see what you want, put it in your bag or whatever, and then take it to the till when they open. You're out of there at 10:10.
I know what I want before I walk in the door.
Yeah, vouchers. So every day a different panto. Today is Dick Whittington. Insert your own punchline there. Today's prize is a corker. If you love Coldplay, you are going to love this prize. You and nine of your friends, you and nine of your friends will come to London and see Coldplay perform at our Maida Vale studios for Radio 1 on Thursday this week. So we'll get a minibus for you and nine of your mates. Come down to London and then watch Coldplay, which will be you and your mates, a couple of engineers and the band. That's it.
In the Maida Vale studios, yeah. Which are fantastic.
You might see me because I might try and sneak along because I love Coldplay. So that is a mega prize. Today's panto star is going to reveal three lines from their panto. Listen carefully to the three lines, write them down because you will need to know them for the rest of the day. To reveal today's two panto legends. Okay then.
Hi Chris, it's 6 days to Christmas. We're Cameron Ball, Rock on Tommy from the telly. Did you see the mad celebrity get me out of here? Yeah. Anyway, we're playing Captain Tommy and Bobby the mate in Dick Whittington at the Whole New Theatre until January the 14th. And today's catchphrase is for you to listen out to are... turn again, Lord Mayor of London. Or, vom, 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 vom. Or, Rock on Tommy. Have a great Christmas and you can have an even better one. Just buy our DVD, it's in the shop now. Thank you. Lovely, bye.
I adore Cannon and Ball, do you know that?
It's got to be done plugging the DVD.
I saw them in Panto in Bradford years ago when I was a kid. I love them. Very disappointed they haven't done the Dick line, but still, anyway. I hope there's a big A4 meeting about that. So here are today's lines. Turn again, Lord Mayor of London. Bet Mills has that one. Von, 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 and rock on, Tommy! So when you hear all them, when you were, I've gone all Bobby Ball.
Lancashire.
When you were, all three lines, you need to text the word panto to 81199 or call 08700 100 100. You and nine of your friends coming to London Thursday this week to see Coldplay perform live. It's a great prize. One more time, I'll tell you what the lines are, and then that's it. Turn again, Lord Mayor of London. Von, 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 von. And rock on, Tommy. As soon as you hear all three, text Panto to 81199 or call 08700 100 100. You can be seeing Coldplay on Thursday. Good luck.
It's the 12 days to Christmas on Radio 1.
Oh,
oh yes, it is.
10 past 8, Monday morning, the 19th of December 2005. Won X Factor on Saturday. Wednesday, his song is out. This is it. That's my goal. There you go. This will be a World Cup song. Maybe not.
That's eaten my goal.
Kanye West, Diamonds from Sierra Leone. And then before that was young Shane Ward. He's brilliant. I love him. He's an immense talented Shane Ward. God love Louis Walsh. She was delighted on Saturday night. I must be pleased for Louis.
Yeah, well, he was good the other day when he came in, wasn't he?
He was lovely.
He was lovely.
I really liked him.
Really nice guy. And he, I told you, his mum's already blagged tickets for next year's X Factor. So they're buddies now, mum and Louis. It's an Irish thing.
She'll be in the front row next year at the final.
God. My mum screaming. I was sorry for Andy that he didn't win, but I think, to be honest, it doesn't make much difference. The pressure's slightly off him for coming second. And I still think he's got a wicked voice.
Will he be able to do anything with it, though?
Well, yeah. Well, I tell you what. This is the thing. Yeah, everybody thinks, you know, it's all this pop star business. Dream of being a pop star. He would make a mega living out of being a session singer.
Yeah.
You imagine him being your backup.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You imagine him being a backing singer. Jeez, he's got a mega voice.
Very true, actually. I mean, people like that, like our mate Lincoln and stuff like that.
Lincoln, who is brilliant, who sings on our jingles, as well as singing with people like Robbie Williams and Lamar and Craig David and da-da-da. And that's what his job is. You need a bloody good backup singer, you ring Lincoln.
He's on tour all the time. You see him at all these big concerts. He's there in the, you know, in the singing lineup.
And, it, you know, so, and that's a great life. Now, the only difference between, you know, his life and Lamar's life is he stands at the back of the stage or the side of the stage, Lamar stands at the front. That's, I mean, you know, that's pretty much it.
Either way, it's better than being on the bins.
Isn't yeah.
it? I mean, there's no disputing that.
But the funniest thing is, right, you know how bin men, though, you know, they always kind of, they're a bit more cheery at Christmas time, that yeah. gag. You know, can you imagine, he must have been a bin man somewhere and been a bit, you know, happy in the morning, humming his songs. There must be somebody sitting there before X Factor came on the telly going, God, bin man's really annoying, he's always bloody singing. And there he is on the television. I thought it was great on Saturday night, Andy.
I thought they were all great.
Even Journey South were good.
I thought all of them were really
good. Let it be! Let it be! It's just his face. He looks like he's going to implode. Let it be! Let it be! All right, Cab, let it be. It's been.
They're very tactile, those brothers, as well, aren't they?
I like them. Mm. I like them as well. You know, Sophie said on the couch going, oh, I can't bear these. I like Journey South. I think they're all right. But then I thought Andy, I just like Andy's voice. I think he's brilliant. I mean, Shane was great, though. Somewhere Over the Rainbow. What a absolute great, brilliant version.
But all of them just sung out the skin.
Rachel's now standing there with her arms crossed, going, I've no idea what you lot are talking about.
You're wrong.
Because I was so drunk on Saturday, nope. I couldn't even see the telly.
I kept flicking between X Factor and Strictly Come Dancing.
And am I right in saying, because I missed a whole Strictly Come Dancing thing, and by the way, congratulations to everybody for raising a gob of money for children in need, which everybody forgets. Am I right in saying, though, that he was like the worst dancer of the final three?
I think what it was is that he was possibly the most improved, having right. gone from not being able to dance at all to then being able to dance reasonably well. The improvement was the greatest, but how he compared to Zoe Ball and your man Colin Jackson, I don't know.
He probably, out of the three of them, was probably the weakest one, but I think that it's because he improved.
Zoe Ball was gutted.
I tell you what,
did she do that fake smile thing?
No, she was very, what's the word, magnanimous, is that the right thing? She was lovely in defeat,
actually. Mastermind fella.
No, that was Magnus Magnusson.
Right.
But she was really, really nice and kind and said, you know.
Well, of course, because you would, wouldn't you? You've got to lie.
No, but Zoe's not a liar. She's a nice person anyway.
Yeah, but she wanted to win it. She really wanted to win it.
But I thought she was very gracious in defeat.
I just don't understand. And I'm sorry. I just don't understand the point of it. Because that kind of dancing, it's just not practical. If that takes you a week to rehearse, it's not like you can go out one night off the cuff and go end up at a, you know, a dancing thing and go, oh, let's do the tango. Because if you need to rehearse it for a week, it's like I can't just grab your arm and go, right, Rachel, tango. Which version? B, what we're doing? Do you know what I mean?
Plus, also, you do that.
It's not like breakdancing when you make it up as you go along.
You do that in the Ritz, so your last 3 minutes.
I was thinking of taking it off.
Boogaloo choo. Do you know what I mean? I just, you know.
You get these irritating couples on holiday, though, that rehearse all that, don't they?
I told you, don't go to those places.
I had to once. I had to go to Madeira once.
Oh, you're gigging in some of them.
Huh? True, actually. Catch us next year.
And by the way, congratulations to Vernon Kay, who is living rent-free for the next month after BBC Daily on Saturday night. It was like the Tess Daily channel. The show before Strictly Come Dancing, presented by Tess Daily, was presented by Tess Daily.
What was that?
Good for her.
Oh, really random BBC losing the plot. A really random, kind of like the greatest party songs ever show, which went up against ITV's Christmas Mania, which we know for a fact that certain executives at ITV are embarrassed about because we've had the conversation. Mm. Dave and I have already confirmed that we will be the hosts of Lighthouse Family Mania. When ITV do it.
Telling you, we're there.
You could be lifted. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. It's Ricky from EastEnders doing Ocean Drive, or whatever it was.
Class.
Lighthouse Family Mania. What, you laugh, but we'll do it.
They've had worse on.
Christmas Mania on ITV. So this show on BBC One, Tess Daly in, looking lovely as usual, with like Bananarama and Rick Astley, who hasn't aged at all. He hasn't got any older at all. And Liberty X with the girls coming out of the toilet. It's all very weird.
Why were they coming out of the toilet?
Just very weird. To be honest, I have Barry Kelly written all over it. But that's an aside.
Morning, Barry.
But it was camp, to say the least.
Was it?
Yeah. It's the kind of show that Joel could have presented with his eyes closed. He would have been perfect for it. But now I text Vernon going, bloody hell, I'm watching BBC Daily, look at this. Went, yeah, she can pay the rent this month, we're laughing. But anyway, well done to them. So it was great, it was a great night of television on Saturday, even though I had to go out to see our friend Paul Tunnell. He's having birthday drinks at a bar in town.
Was it nice?
It was all right, actually, apart from the fact that pints of San Miguel really isn't a good idea. Trust me, it's not a great idea.
Also, they charge you about £4 for that in town, don't they? Pints of San Miguel.
It's one of them bars where we were upstairs in this bar, and they do... I mean, this is a real London thing as well. The bar upstairs was predominantly a bottle bar. And if you want a pint, the barman has to go all the way downstairs to the other bar, pull it, and come back up again.
You just get them to give you two bottles.
Because then they charge you for two bottles and not the price of a pint. Don't get me started, whatever you do. You know my story. I'm standing here. By the way, did anyone else smile at the random one word in that song that they decided to put echo on? Tonight, tonight.
Oh, yeah, right at the start.
But they didn't have it in the next verse.
No, yeah,
just that one. Bit. You know I'm standing here. Tonight,
tonight, tonight.
Anyway, there you go. Well, probably going to be number one. And we think, well, we hope Shane's on the show tomorrow.
Good.
Oh, I'm just so delighted. Can't believe it. Do you know what I mean? Top one, nice one, sorry.
For me, ma'am.
Do you fancy him, Rach?
I thought you were talking to me, then.
Well, do you, Dave?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Carrie, do you fancy Shane?
No.
He's not your thing, not your type?
No.
George?
Absolutely yes. I'm praying for Dominic to still be ill tomorrow. That's a bad thing to say, isn't
no,
it?
No, why not? I tell you what, though, he got the looks in that family. Didn't he? did he ever?
But you see that when there's them all on the telly. What?
His brother? Woo! Hello! You wouldn't mess with him, would you? And then Shane's like, Shane, seriously? You got the looks there, didn't you? The best bit was when they showed, I'm a nerd, I spot these things, when they went to his house and he had that lovely little moment with his mum. And I genuinely believe all that's true. I really genuinely believe that he's, you know, that he is a lot. Don't get me wrong, he's doing it for him, of course he is, but I think he's doing it to give, you know, give his family a better life.
Yeah.
And by God, they look like they need it. They need, you know, reading all the stories about him in the paper, they need a bit of good luck in that family. So, I believe all that. I genuinely believe in it all. But, and there's that shot, the camera's on them while they're in the kitchen. The camera's in one room and they're in the kitchen like that, and they had that little embrace. But on the side of the cupboard was something they cut out of the newspaper, how to lose £7 in 30 days. And I'm thinking, oh, lordy, you've got to read it. You can't just stick it up. You've got to follow it. But anyway, Shane will be here tomorrow. I hope he don't bloody listen to the show. Funny that. And fingers crossed, George will be here too. Swooning all over him. Did you vote on Saturday?
No, I didn't on Saturday. No, because I wasn't in.
I voted seven times for Andy.
I voted in the past for Shane, though.
I voted for Shane in the past, and Saturday night I voted for Andy. Because I kind of knew Shane would win. So I thought, well, I'll vote for Andy, because I did like Andy.
See, that can backfire, can't it?
Yeah, it can do.
See that.
What do you mean?
Because you think that they'll be all right.
Yeah,
which is why I did it. I thought, well, Shane is probably going to win it. And but then they keep coming on going, ooh, there's just like 2% in it, says Kate Thornton, who looked great.
She did look great.
Saturday. Cracking breasts.
Mm.
She looked really... No, but she did.
Say that.
Why? She wore a dress which basically, she may as well have written in red marker pen, look at my cleavage.
And she had glitter on them. Do you notice? Just there.
That's what I'd like to do after this job finishes.
What, put glitter on her boobs?
Anybody's.
Do you mean after just today or just when it's all over?
Whenever. I'll do it today. I could do it as a part-time job. Mm. A couple of days a week.
Get your old power
Carrie,
puff out.
If you ever need me to glitter you up for a party, give me a ring. My rates are good.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean that if you're going to do boobs, you have to do man boobs with glitter as well as women's boobs?
You don't show them
Is
off.
It just general?
I would look at... I specialise in lady glitter.
Okay. Just checking.
And if you just switched the radio on at that point, trust me, you don't want to know what the hell I'm talking about. Anyway, so Shane hopefully on the show tomorrow. Right, Madonna plays in just a second. Let's get some news from George in for Dominic. It's 8:32.
It's Monday. It's an abnormal load causing delays on the M1 in Derbyshire, more specifically northbound between junctions 25 and 26. We don't know what's so abnormal about the abnormal load. Could be a lorry, could be so much more.
Like what, King Kong?
Yes.
Brilliant.
One more travel.
Oh, sorry, sorry. It should have been that one. Beep, beep, one more travel. There you go.
It's 8:36.
We could get one with your name on it. It costs a lot of money.
Yeah, there's no point, really.
You're not here enough to really warrant it, are you?
I tell you what we'll do. If you're here tomorrow, we'll ask Shane if he'll do with Georgina Bowman. I don't know how it scans. Beep, beep, one more travel. With Georgina Bowman.
Georgina.
That would be wonderful.
I'm not here to say I'm honest. With Georgina Bowman.
You're not going to be embarrassing tomorrow, are you, if you're here?
I might be.
Good.
I can't promise that I won't.
I don't mind that. I think you should be embarrassing. Embarrass yourself.
Okay.
You know, he's famous now. You could be his first, first affair.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't go that far.
Would you not?
But you bloody would.
Were you trying to tell me? If he said to you off the air, wait, seriously, give me a ring. I'm in London for a couple of weeks.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
I would not.
Carrie would.
I would not.
Yeah, you would, just because he's famous. Yeah, I know, but
if you did, you would.
He's got a box at Chelsea.
Well, maybe.
I saw Carrie, this is on the text message, by the way, I saw Carrie at Olympia yesterday. She awarded the prize to the champ veteran. It was my friend Joe. Please say congrats to her, Steph from Dorset.
There's a horse called Joe.
I have no idea.
No, the horse was called Magic Assar, and he was a beautiful Arab, so well done. And the girl, Joe Marsh, found him when he was 18 months old.
Can I just explain to the majority of the audience, this is horse talk, and I don't know what she's on about either.
An Arab horse.
I upset people when I talk about horses, so I'm going to stay pretty much quiet during this.
Yes.
What's the story?
I went to Olympia yesterday because I'm now the patron of a charity, the Veteran Horse Welfare Charity. It's what? Julianne Aston. Good morning to all the people in the yard because they all listen.
In the what? In the yard.
In the yard, yeah.
Do they even have an office?
Yeah, they do have an office.
Right.
She sends me emails, so she's got to have a computer.
In the yard?
It's very forward-thinking stable.
Mm. Do you have to put blankets on them and stuff?
Yeah, we had to throw a rug on, a winner's rug, on Santa's Echo yesterday. He's an old show jumper. Quite a famous one, and he's 25. It was great. I had such a great morning. It was lovely. I was surrounded by horses and Mark, and it was great.
Is that old in horse years? Do they have a different year system like dogs?
They do, but we were working in human years as how old they were.
And what does this organisation do?
They look after elderly horses. So if you've got like old horses,
give
but
over.
People don't want old horses anymore.
Like so an old people's home for horses.
Yeah, basically. And they look after neglected horses as well. And they do a lot. And they rehome them and adopt them out and stuff. It's very.
When you go around there, there's like a horse in a rocking chair watching Countdown in the afternoon.
Slippers on and stuff.
Matron comes in. Today we're going to have a party. Like that.
But I was under the impression that that sort of place was called a knacker's yard, and you said that it wasn't.
It's not. That's really rude, Dave. Dave.
Even I know you don't say that.
There was a really cute little pony there yesterday who was 42 years old, still going strong.
And he still ain't grown.
No, he's tiny. He's a little pony, so therefore he's only going to go to about 12 hands, 13 hands. He's called Polo, and he was very cute. He came third.
It's a different world, isn't it?
I tell you.
We're there watching X Factor.
Yeah, and you're with hanging out with horses. You're so sad.
It was great. John Whittaker was there as well. And if anybody who knows their show jumping would know that John Whittaker's a bit of a star.
Oh, John Whittaker.
Mm. Any relation to Roger Whittaker?
No.
We have some audio from yesterday. The guy bigged up Carrie like there was no tomorrow. Massive big up for Carrie. and a semi kind of. I mean, what's your background of journalism and sport and all that? What's your story?
I've worked for the BBC for 6 years as a sports journalist.
Did you train?
I trained, did a year doing a postgraduate in broadcast journalism.
Broadcast journalism. Mm-hmm. Then you decided sports would be the thing that you were
knowledgeable. I always wanted to do sport.
Right. And you worked your way up to the bit, and you've worked for several BBC organisations.
Mm-hmm.
And you still do football stuff for other BBC networks. And,
mm-hmm.
Good. Which is nice that he kind of called you the sports girl on the show.
Yes.
After all that many years.
Joining the 10 finalists in the arena now.
Yeah, by the way, it's always good if you're doing that, make sure you know how many finalists there are.
Joining the 10 finalists in the arena now is the Achievement Award winner for 2005. And this is Santa's Echo, written, of course, by our very own Tim Stockdale.
Of course.
You know, Tim.
You wouldn't have anybody else riding it, would you? Can I just say, Carrie's face, look at she's so excited now. Look at her.
It was great. I really like horses, so I had a great time.
Presented this award this year, we welcome into the arena, Carrie Davis and Julianne Asson. Carrie Davis, who's the, you might well know, as the sports girl on Chris Moyle's Breakfast Show on Radio 1. It's a great pleasure to welcome Carrie here this morning.
Is he drunk?
No.
He's slurring his words.
It was early in the morning. You might have had a late night.
I've got to be honest, if I'd have been a horse show all day, I'd be bloody drinking.
It was great. We had some champagne afterwards.
Really? So you got to meet loads of... Did you have your photo taken with these famous horses?
Yes, I did. Oh, there are photos, and we're going to be in Horse and Hound, apparently.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm so excited. We'll get the photos sent in so you can have a laugh at me and say, which one's Karen, which one's the horse, before you go there, because I know you're going to do that.
That's easy. Oh, horses don't have blonde hair. Yeah.
Besides, some of them do, if they're Palominos.
You'll be the one with the tight top on.
Yeah. Horses don't have cleavage.
Joining the 10 finalists in the arena now is the Achievement Award winner for 2005, and this is Santa's Echo.
Brilliant.
Written, of course, by our very own Tim Stockdale.
Are you trying to tell me this person was sober when they were doing this?
I'm not sure.
Presented this award this year with...
some bird off the radio.
It's Pim's O'Clock.
Well, lovely knockers. And also some other birds. Let's hear it for them, please. Anyway, well done, Carrie.
Thank you.
Glad you had lots of fun with the horses.
Older horses, too. You'll love this brand new magazine series. Issue by issue, collect and create your very own miniature stable with all the accessories you'll need for your horse.
Yes, please.
With issue one, you'll get the first part of your stable and Lucky's grooming kit.
Brilliant.
I Love Horses and Horse Riding at newsagents now for 99p.
They're my friend. It is safe to switch your radio back on now.
Goodbye, my lover.
James Blunt is now finished.
Goodbye, my friend.
James Blunt hates Radio 1.
Hey? He hates you. He doesn't hate all of Radio 1.
No, he doesn't hate me. He hates Colin Murray.
Goodbye, my lover.
I bet he doesn't care, actually.
Joe, do you know what? Actually, I don't think he does.
A making a fortune.
I want James Blunt and Colin Murray to do celebrity wrestling. Because he would absolutely batter Colin Murray. It may be posh, but you don't want to upset him. Take that, you bounder and cad. He beats the crap out of you. Anyway, James Blunt, goodbye, my lover.
Goodbye, my friend.
I just don't get it. It just ain't my thing.
That's fair enough, though.
You know, last song he did, I like the chorus. I put my hands out, I did like that, but I don't even know what it's called, whatever it was called.
What, the last one?
Yeah.
What, You're Beautiful? Or
no,
was there another one in between?
Another one in between. They all sound the same.
That one sounds different. It sounds like he's on a spin cycle.
You see, you made that gag last time, though, and the time before. Anyway, listen to this. Check this out for a story. I'm going to have to tell this story on the air, what I just told you, without naming any
names.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
I am Chris Moyles. I have a daily radio show, and I speak into a microphone here, and millions of people hear it. However, I also have a flat, and a car, and a girlfriend. I have a fridge which needs food in it. I have, you know, an oven, phone line. I have a life, and it's hard to believe, but I do. And occasionally you will ring up, and because Chris Moyles is my real name, people often go, when you ring in your call centers, whatever, is that Chris Moyles off radio? So you kind of get used to that a little bit. And to be honest, it helps more than it hinders. So I've got a problem with my car. So I ring my insurance company and they answer the phone. And she's talking about, you know, have you got your policy number? I said, I actually don't, but I've got all my other details and no, 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 no. What's your registration? What's your first name? What's the first line of your address? What's your mum's maiden name? What's your inside leg measurement? What's your favourite Rod Stewart record? Who won the FA Cup in 1972? It's all that. What's your password? I went, I don't even know I had one. I mean, do I need to give it to you? I'm just giving you, like, every detail about me. Well, it says there's a password on it. Hold the line a second. Oh, great. So you get there listening to Joss Stone, Super Duper Love, for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Hello, is that Chris? Is that Mr. Miles? Yeah. Hi, it's whatever. Laura, floor supervisor. It's not a problem because you don't actually need your password. All right, okay. And I'm thinking, then why am I talking to you? But if you do need it for future reference, oh yeah, thanks very much, that's great. Yeah, but you don't actually need it. I'll put you back into the person. Back and hold. It's the next track of Joss Stone's album. Well, I think it might have been James Blunt, actually. Something Please Pick Up. So this goes on for a while, and then eventually... Hello, Mr. Miles! Yeah, hiya. Right, you don't actually need your password. No, I know, I've just had this from your floor supervisor. Right, and actually, you kind of come through the wrong department. You need to ring a completely different number. Which would have been nice if they said that right at the start of the call. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I said, all right, what's the number? She gives me the number. And then I swear, this is what she said. Are you a radio man? Yes, I am the radio man, yeah. It's radio man, yeah. Yeah. Oh, are we on radio right now? No, I'm a customer and my car's broken down, you damn cow. All right, yeah, yeah. Will you say hello to us on radio? There's a bloody good chance I might now, love. I just need to get my car fixed. I'm just a customer, just, you know. Right, I was on radio. No, it's not on radio now. No, but it's done. Oh, wow, are you on radio tomorrow? I'm going to go now because I want my car fixing. All right, bye. It's radio, man, yeah. Click. Unbelievable.
No names.
No names. I'm not going to mention anybody's name. You're radio, man.
Yeah.
We are there now. Yeah. It's one of the most unfunny wind-up phone calls ever. I ring you, tell you my car's broken down. You send somebody out to fix it. I drive off. I mean, I don't know how well it'll work, but we're going to give it a try, love. And you're the star.
All my calls are recorded for entertainment purposes.
Sitting around the office listening to... You're a radio man! Anyway, if you're listening, love, yes, I was a radio man. Have a lovely Christmas. 8.57, by the way. After Dave's Tedious Link, we will have day one of our Chris Moyle Show Christmas Play.
Our non-denominational seasonal play.
Yeah. And once again, it's narrated by the legend that is Mr. Derek Legend Griffiths. So, stand by for that, which you'll hear in a second.
And it stars Rachel.
Rachel with the worst acting you've ever heard. Seriously, it's shocking. Jocelyn Axe, Carrie Axe, Dominic Axe, Dave Axe, Alad Axe, Rachel Reeds. Anyway, it's very funny. I've got to do a tedious link first. How do you get to today's from Friday's Beats International? Don't Be Good To Me.
Beats International's vocalist on the 1990 hit Don't Be Good To Me was Lindy Layton. Lindy Layton shares the same phonetic surname, albeit spelled differently, as Jim Layton, the former Manchester United, Hibs and Aberdeen goalkeeper, who's mates with Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson likes horse racing. Horse racing is the sport with which you'd associate the word tote. If you add an M onto the end of tote, you get totem, as in totem pole, which is a type of huge Native American wood carving made from large trees. Large trees can also be hollowed out and used as a canoe. A different type of canoe plays for West Brom. West Brom lost on Saturday to Portsmouth. Portsmouth is a famous South Coast naval port. Port is also a drink which originates in Portugal. Portugal produced some of the best sailors in the world who colonised much of the planet. Although in doing this, many of them ended up contracting all sorts of diseases such as malaria, yellow fever, scurvy and TB. And TB are the initials of Tim Booth from James, which links us to this morning.
No, you're kidding me. You can't associate tuberculosis with the Leeds.
Which links us to James and born of frustration.
Well, he'll be so proud that you've linked him to TB.
That's clever, that.
Genius, Dave, genius. Brilliant. Great song, James, Born of Frustration. Seamless link, Dave?
Almost.
Couple of points. Couple of problems.
Of question. Problem. First one being that apparently Jim Layton and Alex Ferguson had a major falling out, and so therefore aren't, as I perhaps stated, mates anymore.
Mm.
Many, many, many people saying that. The other one, people were questioning whether...
Was that to do with the 1990 FA Cup thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. My knowledge of football is brilliant, isn't it?
And your knowledge of reading text. Other people questioning whether a hollowed out tree is in fact a canoe or maybe a kayak. And the other one is the fact that you cannot contract scurvy. It comes on from a lack of vitamin C, I think. Used to affect sailors at sea.
Do you think that from the text which says you don't contract scurvy, it's a vitamin C deficiency?
Yeah.
Right, so you're trying to pretend you know as well, but you're just reading as well.
You know what the best thing for not getting scurvy? Fruit.
Okay, because, right, and if you don't have enough fruit, which has got vitamin C in...
Halib orange or something will also do.
Okay. It's a bit random, wasn't it, Rachel, there?
You've had too much sleep this weekend.
Do you think? I think I have.
Of course, he was sleeping over the weekend while I was doing the show with Chappers.
Sleep since Saturday morning.
A couple of hours Saturday afternoon, a couple of hours Sunday afternoon. Anyway. Right, half time of the show. Well, but half time with a difference. Because we got to get ready for our Christmas play. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah, non-denominational, seasonal play.
Not a panto. It's not a panto. Half time of the show, the bit where Dave says...
Let's get ready for Christmas.
That works.
No, it doesn't work. You know, this we had this the other day, didn't we? It doesn't work on certain words.
I would go, let's get ready for Christmas!
At the end.
Yes. It's the same with Rambo!
Oh. No, but you see, that's got a nice oh on the end.
Christmas! All you got to do is put an S on the end.
Okay, right. So the S came in too early then. Otherwise, then you're left with a long S sound. Because you can't just go... Can you?
We're having this conversation in the air.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, here are the facts. We have our Christmas play panto to do, and you're going to hear it every morning this week at this time. I believe we might have it as a download once it's all gone out, so you can bore yourself silly with our fabulous acting, and also you get to hear Rachel. So anything you'd like to say in your defence before we play this?
No, I was tired, but no, I enjoyed it.
She was tired and not trying, what it was.
I was trying.
You were not trying. I tried to help you twice. I put my arm around you and whispered in your ear, bloody acting, you bitch. But, you know, that was helping you.
Get bloody acting.
You walked out halfway through to check your emails?
Oh, no. I was multitasking.
Multitasking. Whatever. So, anyway... I want you to sit back and relax, unless you're operating heavy machinery, or you're currently in open-heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy part one of what will be our legendary... Am I selling this to you?
That's good, it's nice.
Our legendary Christmas play, panto.
The time had come to start rehearsing the Christmas panto. But Chris and his team didn't know which one they liked best. So, each of them took a script home to see which one they wanted to do. Dave read Dick Whittington. Chris had Puss in Boots, and Alad got Aladdin. Then, things got confusing. Dave wanted to swap with Alad because he didn't like Dick, and Rachel thought she'd have a go with the Seven Dwarves. Alad got so excited about his big part in the show that he phoned an actor friend of his who was also starring in a panto. He got loads of acting tips and told his mate he couldn't wait to see his buttons opening at Christmas. Well, the whole team argued for ages, but in the end, they decided to go with something far more highbrow and traditional. So this year, we present... Charles Dickens, A Chrismoyle's Carol.
See what I did there, Alad? Do you like Dickens? don't answer that.
In the old Radio 1 office, Bob Comedy Scratchit is hard at work, and Ebenezer Scrooge is his usual bad-tempered self.
Scratchit! Scratchit! Have you finished writing your tedious link?
Writing the tedious link, Mr. Scrooge? Oh, no, sir. I don't write it, you know. Where the link goes, nobody knows.
Don't be so impertinent, Scratchit. Everyone knows you write it in advance, and it's just a poor excuse for you to play your favourite songs on Radio 1. Now take that!
Ouch! Please, sir, no, no. I exist only to help you entertain our large and ever-increasing audience of over 8 million listeners. So help me God, I do.
Stop snivelling, Scratchit, and get on with writing my ad-libs for tomorrow's show. Now, I thought I'd have a pop at Girls Aloud at about 8:25.
But tomorrow's Christmas Day, sir.
Christmas? Bah, humbug. It's just a poor excuse to squeeze more money out of me. If another one of those filthy urchins from the poorhouse dare to knock on this door...
Penny for the poor, Mr. Scrooge.
I won't be responsible for my actions.
But surely we're not doing a show on Christmas Day. We must have the day off.
Day off? Day off? Do you think I'd make the same mistake again? Last time I gave you the day off, you ran off with that talentless no-mark Chappers and did a student gig in Hull. No, Scratchit, you'll be here writing pointless one-liners until your fingers bleed. And I don't care if it is Christmas Eve, you'll stay till you finish. Tomorrow's show will be a ratings winner, or I'm Dom's hairdresser. Who let them in? I thought BBC security was supposed to be on high alert. Now get on with it, Scratchit, and lock up when you're done. I'm up to the pub to watch the Leeds game. The Oldie Tavern has just got a moody skybox.
Of course, Mr. Scrooge.
Meanwhile, Bob Scratchit's wife, Rachel, is awaiting his return, but Tiny Allard is not happy.
Oh, welcome, my dear Bobby. It's Christmas Eve and still no sign of him. I bet that Scrooge has made him work late, writing hilarious jokes for that half-baked radio show they do. Oh, don't cry, Tiny Allard. I'm sure Daddy will be home soon. Maybe this month he's made enough money to buy you some Dove body silk.
Oh, I do hope so, Mummy. I don't care about having some sort of debilitating condition that Charles Dickens never fully explains, but I can't stand dry skin. Limping down the street I can cope with, but a flaky face? I just don't think I can go on.
There, there, Tiny Allard. Don't worry, we'll spend every last penny we have on your grooming products. Your brothers and sisters may starve, but at least your skin will be supple. Now, dry your eyes and let's have a nice cup of tea.
Don't you mean kip a tie?
Are you taking the mick out of my accent, you tiny Welsh freak? And you can talk. For another tenner, we could have got the real Allard Jones. Right, that's it. You can forget your moisturiser. I'm going to get a big goose instead.
You'll be lucky.
So, with Tiny Allard's cheeks all aglow, we must leave our story for today. Tune in tomorrow to find out whether Scrooge's mood or Rachel's accent improve when we return with episode 2 of A Chris Moyle's Carol, only on Radio 1.
Hooray!
Hooray for us.
Well, there you go. That's part of what... What? Really? Hang on a second. Apparently, Rachel, it's for you. Yes? Yes, who's calling, please? BAFTA! You're kidding. Can she call you back? Okay, bye-bye.
Tell him I'm busy.
Pardon? Yes, I am the radio man. All right, bye-bye.
You're up for an Olivier Award, Rach.
Yeah. Terry Olivier.
No, Phil Olivier. He used to be in Brookie.
I don't know what you're going on about.
Here's a text from Lee. Painful. Very painful.
You just didn't lift it off the page, Rachel.
Told you, she concreted it into the page. Right, anyway, more tomorrow at the same time. Meanwhile, let's move on. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. Get away from me. You need to be in a car. No, your catchphrase is be in a car park. That number again. 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. How do you make it out, then, Dave?
It's a grower.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. It samples the theme from Baywatch.
Clearly.
Now, I was stuck in traffic a couple of months ago and heard Colin and Edith play a dance version of the Baywatch theme. I'm almost certain it was them.
There are currently three available, I believe, that being one of them.
But this, like, has got just a bit of sample, but this, the one Colin Edith played, was, like, the whole theme tune.
Oh, yeah,
tune.
There's a few.
Do you know, I'll just say to Rachel, I didn't really watch Baywatch. It kind of passed me by a little bit, because I thought it was rubbish.
It sort of has a cult status, though, for some reason.
Don't get me wrong, I mean, you know, the women look fit and all that, but I actually thought it was rubbish, I didn't like it. And it had an annoying boy on it. Do you remember who I mean?
Yeah.
Who I don't know if we met.
Where?
I don't know if we interviewed him, you know.
It's a bit of a random
But the young lad off
there was a young kid in Baywatch, like a boy in Baywatch. And I think we either met him or we interviewed him. We might have interviewed him on the TV show.
Did we?
I just remember him being very confident, I think is a polite word, for a young child actor.
Precocious,
is that what I mean? Anything to you?
No, doesn't actually.
Go on Moyle's World, it'll be on the research notes. By the way, I was looking at Moyle's World the other day. Yeah, and I was thinking to myself, I might give it a nice big mention, because obviously we've got a lot of people listening to the show around the world. However, they're so arsey on Moyle's World, all the regulars who go on the message boards, that they don't like newcomers. Well, they don't. They're really
They don't like change, do they? And they're very passionate about the show. And they're some of our harshest critics.
But there was a... I saw on there was an article in some paper. I think it was a Scottish paper. It's like a radio review of the show. Absolutely ripping us to bits.
What, and they printed it?
They printed it. It's quite funny because it's just... It uses all big words and stuff like that. And it was just saying how I'm responsible for dumbing down. And it's the usual it's old...
Very complimentary. Stick.
And, you know, and you're all sycophants. And, yeah. You know, and I dumb down and blah, blah, blah. And we didn't really make a point by the fact that, you know, she's a stuck-up cow, shouldn't be listening to the show. Was pretty much it.
That said, Merry Christmas, love.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy Nude Year. But I was thinking about saying, no, we should get people on to say hello and da-da-da. But they don't like newcomers. I don't like these people coming on the message boards. We don't like it. We wait until they go before we come back out again.
They're very protective.
Yeah. But if you want to, you can go and say hi. I'm sure they'd love that. You can go get the guest, sign the guest book. Or just go into the message board. But there's some funny stuff in there.
It's fun for everybody. There's pictures and biogs and newspaper cuttings.
Details of Chappers and Dave's show dates and world tour dates.
Mm-hmm. Something for everybody.
Can you get any Chappers and Dave on tour merchandise from Moyle's World?
It's new for 2006.
Are you working on it?
You think I'm kidding.
Well, anyway, oh, here we go. Chappers and Dave's world tour. It has its own thread.
Own section now, is it?
Does anybody know whereabouts in Manchester it was? The Chappers and Dave were supposed to have visited as part of their world tour.
Do you know where it was? It was the Imperial War Museum.
The Military Museum, somebody then replies.
It was, Salford Quays.
There you go.
It was good.
Have you still got your trumpet?
Yeah.
I'd quite like
Was there an amusing discussion about that on Saturday's show?
What, about the gig? Yeah. No, other than the fact that we just said that it was an odd venue for a Christmas party, but a good venue nonetheless, and it was a good do. But just strange, kind of when you walk past a tank or a cabinet full of gas masks to go to the loo.
Did you think that you were part of Space Cadets, but like Army Cadets?
No, it didn't feel like that.
Well, if you want to go wherever you are in the world, if you go to chrismoyles.net, which is the most comprehensive Moyles site on the web, their words, and Chris, who runs the site, will welcome you with open arms. I can't say for the rest of them. Some will, some won't.
He's a fan, isn't he?
Bearing in mind, I've gone on my own fan site onto the live chat and was told to get lost because they didn't believe it was me. And they were very rude. And I've done it twice in, like, 6 years. And one, they were a bit on my ear, not sure. And another time, they were like, yeah, whatever. Why don't you just get a life and go away? I'm like, it's about me. You're on a website about me.
Get a life from people who have made a website about you.
Exactly. People who spend their whole life talking to other people on a computer rather than actually going out and meeting real friends.
I don't know if they do the
that
chat room thing.
I don't care what they like.
What?
What? I mean, they won't like that. It's the truth. Eh? Communicating via a keyboard.
Hello. I thought Dave was very rude this morning when he had a go at us.
Do one.
If you'd like to go on there and leave your comments about Dave, then chrismoyles.net is the website. It's also got a download from one of our first TV shows on UK Play from 1998. Dude, you look 20 years younger.
I know.
And it's awful as well.
Is it the one with the carrots?
No, it's the one with the puppets.
Oh, is it?
It's awful. There's like a couple of... I mean, it was groundbreaking, but it was ahead of its time, Dave. It really was.
They weren't ready for our avant-garde style.
Yeah. But if you download that and have a watch, by the way, please bear in mind, and you'll find this hard to believe, all that links, that TV show was unscripted. All ad-lib. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, log on, leave your messages, but be nice, please. ChrisMoyles.net. And to any of the regulars on ChrisMoyles.net, please be nice to the new people. No fighting, please. So today's prize on the 12 days to Christmas, even though there's only 6 days to go.
Halfway through.
The prize, Coldplay, you and 9 of your friends come to London this Thursday. Go to our world-famous Maid of Ale studios and see Coldplay doing a live set for Joe, isn't it? It's Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Which would be ace.
Is it live or are they recording it for Friday? Is it live into Thursday show? Right, fine. There you go. Beautiful. I might go. If I get my shopping done, I might go.
Sneak in. You got your BBC pass up.
Yeah, exactly. I can go up and say hello to them and get their names wrong again. I did it before when I shouted after one of them.
Hello, Martin. Hello, Chris. It's Chris Martin.
Hi, Guy. How are you? I'm not Guy. I'm looking at the fellow behind you. Oh, that's Chris. Okay. Anyway, so I'll be listening out for those Panto lines all day today. We might see you and 9 of your mates on Thursday. Right, back to the hits in just a few moments, Dave.
Running late, but sounding great.
It's time for some news for George, some sport with Carrie's 9:32.
If Henson is found guilty and banned, he might miss part of the Six Nations.
Why? You didn't mention the snooker?
It's because you keep saying we.
Okay. Sorry, here's the weather.
Fine and dry for most of us today, but there'll be some drizzle and clouds for Northern Ireland.
We... Beep, beep, one more
travel. It's Monday, it's an abnormal load causing delays on the M1 in Derbyshire.
Lisa Riley!
More specifically, northbound between junctions 25 and 26. We don't know what's so abnormal about it. Could be Lisa Riley, could just be a lorry.
Do you line you've written?
No.
Think King Kong.
You keep ruining it by talking about Lisa Riley.
Sorry, well, same thing.
It's 9:37.
Would you like to play a game, George, as you've been fitting in so well today?
Yes, please.
Dominic, by the way, is sick.
How sick is he?
He's in bed with his... So, no, he's vomiting, apparently.
Shouting in bed with his hot water bottle.
Shouting Europe at the toilet. So, you get to play a game, George. Good. You've done a very good job today. As have you, Carrie, but I think you might know the answer already.
Okay.
I don't think George does. George, you get to play my game of what cool thing am I doing tomorrow?
Okay.
All right? So you can ask as many questions within reason as you like.
Does it involve a celebrity?
Yes.
Does it involve Shane from X Factor?
No, but he hopefully is on the show tomorrow morning anyway. But this is after the show tomorrow.
Does it involve a singer?
No.
Is this celebrity an actor?
No.
Is this celebrity a sports star?
No.
Is this activity taking place in your house?
No.
In the Radio 1 studios?
No.
In London?
Yes.
Does this will you be being paid for this activity?
I don't think so.
Would you like to be paid for this activity?
Well, I would like to be paid for any activity.
Should not get paid?
I don't think so, no.
Are you doing a voiceover for something?
No.
A TV advert for something?
I'm not doing a TV advert.
A TV show? You're going to be a guest on a TV show?
Yes.
Is it Space Cadets, the...
No, it's not.
The Aftermath.
No.
Is it a BBC show?
No.
Is it something that's going to be on Christmas Day?
No, it's going to be on tomorrow.
It's going to be on tomorrow? Mm. Is it live?
Yeah.
Is it in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Is it Richard and Judy?
Yes! I'm going on Richard and Judy's show tomorrow.
You were once described by Richard as being incandescently rude.
That's right. Incandescently rude about us, but very funny, apparently.
We made up since then, haven't we? Because we had them come in, and they were nice.
Oh, apparently I just had a text from the Claw. I am getting paid.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. I didn't know that.
From the Claw?
That's my manager, the Claw. If you've ever had to deal with it, you understand why. Hey, Ben?
All right.
So, no, I'm doing Richard and Judy tomorrow.
Excellent.
And apparently, Carol Vorderman was on Friday. I was meant to be on Friday, but I got bumped off for John Lydon or something. Anyway, they apologised. Carol Vorderman was on Friday. Mum was watching. And she rang me to say that they were talking about me. Because I got a very drunk phone call from Carol Vorderman the other night on Wednesday night, which I meant to tell you all about. Anyway, she was on telling that story, and Judy goes, oh, well, he's on the show on Tuesday, so if you have any dirt on him, you know, let us know. And Carol went, you're all right, I'm not going there, thanks.
Who else is on tomorrow?
I've no idea, I don't care. I just, surely, when they get a top booking like me, they just wipe the rest of the show off.
They're not
going
to devote a whole show to you like Parky did with Madonna, are they?
Absolutely, why not?
The Chris Moyle special.
I can do all that.
And have you singing as well at half time.
I want to play You Say We Pay. That's what I want to do. Because I reckon I'd be good at that. So that's what I want to do. It's red, and they have them on street corners, and you make phone calls out of them. Is that a lettuce? I'll get nothing if I'm in that chair. Nothing. No, it's like a box for phoning. Simon and Garfunkel?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
No, I wouldn't.
Phone box.
I wouldn't. Well, there's the right answer there. There you go.
Well done, Dave.
So, yes, I'm on Richard and Judy. I'm very excited. Please watch. You know, Tuesday. It's getting near Christmas.
I'll set my generic satellite digital recording system.
No doubt I'll be on in the last 4.5 minutes. I tell you what, they better not be overrunning. I better not have my time cut. I've got a lot of things to talk about.
Have you?
Yeah, man.
A lot to get off your chest.
A lot of things to say. I'm just excited I'm going to be with Richard and Judy. I might mouth kiss her. It'd be great television.
Is it going to be 4 minutes of blatant self-promotion?
I'm hoping it'll be 7.
Okay.
But does anybody want anything plugging? Do you want me to plug anything for anyone while I'm there?
I'm all right.
Cash for mentions? Anybody want that? You got anything you need plug in? Any horse information, Carrie?
No, you're
all right. There's a horse sale going on somewhere. Okay. You need to bring and buy?
Need some hay?
You don't have bring and buy.
Why not?
You should.
Car boot sales for horses. Swapsies. Anyway, so yeah, so please watch. It should be, and hello Richard and Judy, if they're listening in there. Chauffeur-driven limousine on the way into their studio.
Incandescent.
The back end of nowhere as well.
Is it?
The studios, yeah. It's not good. I would have liked them to just move down the road to a studio's near me, but no, apparently not.
Couldn't you have had them come to a hotel?
Well, would have been, they could have, you know, and what, like a junket?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Like all the big Hollywood stars have, yeah. And you could just be in some room on the top floor and they could come to you.
But they'd have sent, like, Squeaky McLean or someone like that, you know, somebody who used to be on, like, you know, the Big Breakfaster or whatever the late one was called.
The Bigger Breakfast.
Yeah, that, someone like that.
Not the Big Breakfaster.
I also found, so that's tomorrow, I also got a text from someone saying Louis Walsh was on Richard Bacon's show on Capital on Friday and was bigging me up.
Was he?
Saying what a good interview was and how nice we were and all that. Apparently Richard sounded very uncomfortable with the plug for a rival station.
Perfect.
Hello, Richard. Richard listens to this every day. You want to say Johnny Vaughan? He tunes into us. I know that to be true. He says... Boy, oh boy, one day I wish I was as good as you guys. That's what Richard says.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. My alarm clock goes off every morning to that show.
So anyway, Richard, Rich and Judy tomorrow. Is there nothing you want to say to them or ask them or...
Let me have a think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody's birthday coming up that you could do a mention for me.
I might go
I'll get back to you tomorrow.
I might go and dress as Ali G in tribute to Richard Madeley's fine impersonation. It should be good. I'm looking forward to it. Doodle-doodle-doo. Welcome back.
You should do that. You should speak now, the whole time in Madeley voice.
If you listen to the radio in the morning, you might be well aware of very funny... Well, it's very funny. Very funny. Very, 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 very funny, man. Very funny. Richard, I'm talking. No. Go. I'm just saying, it's very, very, very funny. Very, very funny. And go on. Get on with it. Oh, they're not listening.
Well, you get bumped again.
Hey, we signed the contract to get paid, whether I go in or not, to be honest. That's all good. I just can't get enough. Right, it's 9:43. Joe White is here at 10 o'clock this morning. And we still might have a panto line to read out between now and 10 o'clock. You just never know, Dave. Welcome back. Okay, it's time for You Say We Pay. And we're joined by Chris Moyles is going to join us today. Isn't that right, Chris? Hello, Mum. Great. And on the line is Comedy Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
We should do that.
If one of you gets on as a contestant, I promise I'll just get the list of what they are and I'll just read them out in order.
I'd love to take part in that game.
Phone box, Carrot. Mary Poppins. Ford Mondeo, whatever. Mm. There you go, 20 grand. Bingo.
Go halves.
Easy. Mandy, as long as it's not Joss.
Why not me?
Oh, you just dither, would
you? You'd struggle with the rules of you say we pay.
Then I'd probably fit in quite well,
it's,
though.
It's it'd be a lamppost. You know what I mean?
It makes it sound more realistic.
It's a big thing with a light on it.
Lighthouse? Or a lamppost?
See there?
Confusing, isn't it?
I'd go 50-50 if I wanted.
Okay, describe that. Imagine that is the picture. Describe that.
It rings and you pick it up and someone's at the other end of it, and some of them are mobile these days.
Lamppost? How would we get that?
Not rubbish. That.
I just said describe a lamppost.
Anyway.
Whoa. Will you be watching tomorrow?
No. Because you're a fad.
Jocelyn stood me up at the weekend, by the way. Could you believe that?
Oh, well, on Friday?
Yeah.
I had a better offer.
She did. She stood me up. She meant to be coming out for a drink. Stood me up.
The Lord's called. I had to go.
Yeah, she's out at the radio.
Church.
She's out at the radio on Queen's Club.
She said the Lord called. I thought you meant you're at church.
She was out having a drink with the gays.
Not Scott Mills.
It was Scott Mills' security, as we call them. It was all the Lords that surround Scott.
Fruit Corner.
And they all got mullets. Bay.
Jesus, Lord help us.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. By the way, we were going to do celebrity Car Park Catchphrase this week, but we completely forgot. However, if you're a celebrity and you listen to Car Park Catchphrase, can you ring somebody on our show today and tell them you want to do it and you can be on this week? Andy Peters is desperate. Full stop. He also really wants to be on Car Park Catchphrase. Yeah. You know, so I don't know, with Davina McCall or your man from Take That listens every morning and
Gary.
Yeah. So anyway, just give us a ring in the office today. Anyway, morning legends.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Roy.
You all right today?
I'm in a great mood today.
I'm in a great mood today too.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight, I'm just having a quiet night in, to be honest. Is there football on tonight? Anything like
it's
that?
Championship.
QPR. I might watch that. What are you doing?
I'm ironing my pants.
Really?
Yes.
That's brilliant. Well, good luck. I'm not available to come and join you in your pant ironing session.
I can't believe it.
That's a great impression there.
Hey, Dave.
Hiya, Roy.
I'm dreaming.
Don't encourage him, will you?
Otherwise.
That's brilliant.
Christmas.
Yeah, rubbish. Right, let's make the callers.
It's the season to be jolly.
That's right.
Please welcome on line one.
Yes.
It's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Hannah and I'm from Plymouth.
Hey! What do you do, Hannah?
I'm a singer.
A singer?
Yeah.
Where do you sing?
Around Devon.
Oh, very nice. Do you sing on your own or with a group?
I've got a singing partner. We're a duo.
And what are you called?
We're called Midnight Affair.
Jesus. Are you Hannah Midnight?
And yeah. I'm Cheryl Affair.
And together we are Midnight Affair. do you get much work?
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
What songs do you do?
We also
have
residency on a holiday park in the season.
You also what?
The residency on a holiday park.
Where?
Which one?
It's called Waterside Holiday Park in Paignton.
Lovely.
Mm.
Are Chappers and Dave ever played there?
Not yet.
No.
They'll be there. Don't you worry. They'll be there. Anyway, what are you driving?
We're driving a Vauxhall Corsa.
Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh,
that horn is fat.
Right, hang on there, we'll talk to you in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, my name's Rob and I'm from Netherbury.
Yay! What do you do, Rob?
I'm an electrician.
Oh, fabulous. I've got trouble with my dimmer switch.
Get a new one.
I've been told that sometimes cheap dimmer switches can affect the lights. Is that right? Some dimmer switches are quite cheap.
Yeah, you're better off getting a nice one to start off with.
Right, okay, I'll do that then. Thanks very much. Lovely. Nice talking to you.
That's all right, no problem.
Do you sing?
I can sing, I suppose, yeah.
Right, I'm not going to ask you to sing. I just wondered if you... Have you ever heard of Midnight Affair?
No, but I haven't had one, actually, saying that, so...
Go on, see what he said there. Oh,
get my gun. What are you driving?
A Peugeot Expert.
Nice wheels!
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear yours. Oh, blimey, O'Reilly, that's a nice sword. All right, are you ready to play the game?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Hannah?
Yeah.
It's going to be very quick, we've got 90 seconds.
Horns at the ready.
Here we go.
Fingers steady.
First to one.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, straight in, no messing around. Mr. Fish is working part-time for his mate Clive, who runs his own cafe in Telford. They've had a lot of orders for baked potatoes today. Mr. Fish has got four in the oven, which are ready to come out. And the problem is that he's lost his oven glove. He's going to have a problem getting the spuds out without protection. What's the problem, Mr. Fish? Says Clive. Are they just too hot for you to...
Rob!
Oh, yes, Rob?
Hot potatoes.
Hot potatoes is good, but I don't think it's right.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Yes, Hannah?
You're absolutely right! That's the car park catch quiz we were after. Well done.
Well done indeed, Hannah. That's a point to you. None to you, Rob.
Righto.
Okay, 45 seconds to go. So here we go, Hannah. Okay, Mr. Fish has got a horse with him, and he's leading it to some water, but the horse is not drinking it. Yes, Hannah?
You can lead the horse to water, but
that,
you can't...
Yeah, that'll do, well done.
You're a winner. You're right!
Says you're writing two more for tomorrow, Dave.
Perfect.
Right, Rob, I'm very sorry.
That's all right.
I'm running out of time.
No worries.
Joe Wiley, oh, she bitches like a good one if you run over. She's terrible. Have a good day, pal.
Rudy.
What?
Rudy? Hannah, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, congratulations. What are you going to do with the prize money?
What money?
Oh, yeah, we don't have any. Sorry. Bye. There you go. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Yes. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish.
Lovely, lovely.
He's waving.
Quickest game in the world today.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye. It was a nice to see you tomorrow. Right, Panto Bingo, we haven't done the Lions then, so keep listening out for those three Lions. You could be coming to London to see Coldplay on Thursday. We'll be playing live for beautiful Joe Wiley, who's gorgeous and beautiful and lovely and gorgeous and beautiful, and she's on next. Am I coming? I'm very excited, Joe. Oh, Coldplay, I'd love to, yeah. If I get a proper invite, then, you know... Yeah.